Pakistan continued to foster mutual distrust. Tempers were once again ignited as Pakistan's Interior Minister Rehman Malik visited New Delhi on Friday. The trip was meant to formalize a liberal visa agreement between the two neighbors. Malik was invited by Indian Home Minister Sushil Kumar Shinde.
I am confident that the implementation of the new visa agreement will go a long way in promoting people-to-people contacts between our countries by easing travel for our nationals.
However, several contentious issues cropped up during the official talks. In the end, both the sides ended up emphasizing their uncompromising positions. The status of Lahore-based cleric Hafiz Saeed was the most serious issue. India has been demanding his arrest over his alleged involvement in the 2008 Mumbai attacks. New Delhi claims that he is the commander of Lashkar-e-Toyba and the mastermind of the attacks. Experts say that Hafiz Saeed has acquired a profile of a social worker.
He has a certain religious bent of mind, which is very important in an Islamic state, and that he has also been very instrumental in providing help and succor whenever there has been any major disaster. And they draw attention both to the earthquake and the floods that have ravaged Pakistan in recent years. So what is happening is that there is a certain clash in terms of the perception.
However, Islamabad has rejected the evidences presented by the Indian authorities against Saeed as insufficient. Saeed is a free man since 2009 when the Lahore High Court quashed all cases against him.
Don't forget, I've arrested him 3 times based on the information already given by your government, and he was bailed out. I've given the documentation to your government. Therefore, I would like to move forward only once I have got irrefutable evidence.
Prior to his departure on Sunday for Pakistan, Malik also said had there been interaction between Pakistan and India and regular sharing of information, the 26/11 attack could have been prevented.
Analysts say, though, there are some issues that will take time to be resolved, India and Pakistan need to move on, as that is perhaps the best way forward if they need to improve bilateral ties. Sanjay Sethi, Press TV, New Delhi.